an after-party ball. An after-party party? Possibly?
Created by Opalsong.
Once upon a time, there was a young Russian boy named Yuri Plisetsky, known later in life as Yurio, much to his ire, and he dreamed from a very young age of marrying a prince. He deserved it, right? Right. But more than that, he dreamed of skating. And he pursued the skating instead of the marrying a prince thing. That sort of fell by the wayside. It was a kid's dream anyway. And then, well, then he met Otabek. And marrying a prince seemed pretty off the table because Otabek. And Otabek was his friend, and he liked him, and he definitely had a crush on him. Yes, he knew that, Mila. You don't have to tell me that I'm a dumbass with my emotions over and over and fucking over again. I'm well aware that I have a crush on him. I just don't want to do anything about it because we're good friends. Anyway, he was friends with Otabek. He was one of his... Well, he was his best friend and basically his first real friend. And yeah, they got along and they texted and emailed and Skyped and, you know, hung out in person when they were at the same competitions, and it was great. And then out of nowhere, Otabek sends him a really, really, really formal looking invitation, like in the mail and everything, to like a royal engagement ball in Kazakhstan. And Yuri doesn't know what to do with this. It says he's a guest of honor, and Otabek sends him like this long email talking about how he has to go to this thing, and he really wants Yuri to go as his plus one, and how he really, really wants Yuri to be there. And yeah, Yuri makes time. Because you make time for your friends, right, Mila? Thanks, Mila. And so he goes. His grandfather comes with him. And his grandfather is even allowed into the ball, which is kind of weird. And Otabek is nowhere to be seen. And, well, Yuri's dressed in his very finest gear, not a tiger in sight, sadly. He misses his tiger shirts. But he's dressed formally because Kazakhstan and royalty. Please note that I have no idea if Kazakhstan actually has a royal family. And then they announce, like, Yuri has this sinking feeling as they're there. It's because it's weird when they're there. There's tons of young women and men and a whole bunch of people that look like chaperones, but nobody's really dancing. Everybody's just kind of sort of milling around. And he overhears some people talking about how they really want, how they think they have a chance with the prince, and how they're sort of pulling out all the stops and all of this stuff. And he asks somebody in his general Yurio way of demanding answers, and yep, turns out that this is an engagement ball, as in basically like a season of The Bachelor, only like really condensed into a couple of hours, because the prince of Kazakhstan has to choose a spouse and get engaged before the end of the party. And no one quite knows, like apparently this prince hasn't been dating and like at all, and nobody knows really what his type is, and nobody can sort of figure out, like people say they have a chance, but nobody really hangs out with the prince at all. He's got some pretty singular interests and that sort of stuff. And Yuri is wondering where Otabek is, because he's asked, and apparently you aren't invited to this thing if you have a significant other, or you can pretty easily turn it down, though a couple of people There's a couple of people who say that their significant others are kind of waiting on whether they get chosen by the prince or not, at which point they'll break up. There's a couple of couples that were there where they're sort of clinging to each other and going like, yeah, if he chooses one of us, that's cool. We'll just like back off and let you be royalty, like that sort of thing. But also people talking about how their sibling or their best friend isn't there because they have a steady boyfriend or girlfriend or other significant other friend type person. And so Yurio, like, he's trying to figure this out. And then there's the big announcement, and the prince comes out onto the stairway, the grand stairway in the middle of the hallway, and of course it's Otebek. Of course Otebek is a prince. And of course he comes down the stairs. Well, he pauses, looks around, catches Yuri's eye, comes down the stairs, and immediately proposes. And well, it works. Mila calls them both the most dramatic fuckers ever, and Victor's friend Chris laughs at them for probably 10 minutes straight, like actually hysterically laughing for 10 minutes straight, because he says that they have out-dramatic'd every single other person in the entire skating community, including Georgi. Even Georgi cedes defeat, and Victor despairs. He, like, wails and despairs that someone was more dramatic with their proposal than he was to Yuri. And Yuri just sort of quietly comments that unless he steps up his game, Yuri and Otebek are going to be married before them. And, well, the celebratory skaters' dinner at the Grand Prix that year is just kind of a shit show. And, of course, they live happily ever after. The end. Happy holidays, A-List.